All right, so we learned last week that The Rock is the highest paid actor in Hollywood. So who's the highest paid actress? We're
going to
find out.
Question.
Don't guess yet. Okay. Keep your guesses.
I'm thinking about it, though.
Sit on it. We're going to find out in just a second. First, the Breaking Bad movie officially has a release date. Everybody was talking about this weekend because people have been waiting 6 years for it, ultimately, right? The series Breaking Bad ended 6 years ago. So this sequel movie that's going to be on Netflix is going to pick up shortly after the series finale, and it should answer the cliffhanger, the question on everybody's mind, which was, what happened to Jesse Pinkman?
I heard about what all they did to him to make sure he kept cooking. So sorry. I don't know what to tell you. No way I'm helping you people put Jesse Pinkman back inside a cage.
Ooh. Chilling.
I know Andy's excited.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be so good.
Yeah, so it's going to be released on Netflix. People weren't sure whether it was going to be like a Netflix thing in the beginning or whether it was going to be in theaters, but it's happening on Netflix, which is huge for them, on October 11th, so about a month and a half away. I'm pretty sure there are going to be a lot of viewing parties lined up for that one.
You can't not watch it. I mean, like, I like the series. I wasn't crazy about it, but I'm still like, I'm not going to miss this.
I'm going to watch it. I'm also going to watch this. A bit of a different audience, but some crossover, because I will watch both Breaking Bad and the character that Hilary Duff is bringing back. Lizzie McGuire.
Isn't she a little old to play Lizzie McGuire?
She's in her 30s. This is going to be about Lizzie McGuire. It's going to be about Lizzie McGuire in her 30s.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a new sequel series on the new Disney Plus platform, which launches coming up on November 12th.
Yeah, plot twist. Lizzie McGuire is actually a meth cook, just like Jesse Pinkman and Walter White.
No, she's not. Yeah,
crazy plot twist. You don't see it coming.
A lot happens in 20 years.
Lizzie McGuire is so squeaky clean. And that was a huge show back in the day. Mm-hmm. There was some more movie news this weekend, actually, that was exciting. It's that Marvel's Black Panther 2 is scheduled to open in theaters. It's not happening until May 6, 2022, but good to know that it is going to be happening. PK Subban put a ring on it. He got engaged to retired skier Lindsey Vonn. And I'm sure there are actually a lot of Montrealers who got to congratulate him in person since he was here in Montreal this weekend for a charity event.
Yeah, he was playing a charity tournament at LCC. They raised over $30,000.
It was a spin cycling, I thought.
There was hockey as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cycling and hockey all in one. Amazing.
Of course.
They're a really sweet couple, PK and Lindsey. He says that she's the best thing that ever happened to him and he loves her more than anything in the world. And I don't know if you knew how PK and Lindsey Vonn actually met. She didn't like him at first, and it was all because of a comment he made on a red carpet after an awards show. This was what PK said about Lindsey.
Here, it's my first ESPYs, and if you could imagine, it's hotter outside than Lindsey Vonn looks today, which is pretty hot. So.
It's hotter outside than Lindsey Vonn looks. He said from the moment he saw her, he was like, she is the most beautiful human being I've ever seen in my life. And then he was talking about her on the carpet, and she found out and literally went to his manager and was like, get him to keep his mouth shut. Put a muzzle on him or something. And his manager was like, I just started working with him. I know he's a bit of a firecracker, but the rest is history, and they fell in love.
You know, even celebrities can have celebrity crushes, right? Like PK Subban, he's a celebrity, but he had a celebrity crush. It's a big deal for him to score somebody like Lindsey Vonn.
But only PK can get away with saying something like that and her still being into him.
Yeah.
One thing's for sure, their kids will have great quads. Lindsey Vonn's quads.
They're going to be beautiful.
Okay.
She is stunning.
I know. It's just a matter of which professional sport the kid's going to be playing.
All right. We learned last week that The Rock is the highest paid actor in Hollywood. So who is the highest paid actress?
Meryl Streep.
No, it's not.
She's
Meryl Streep.
I have no idea.
No guess.
Like Scarlett Johansson?
Yes. You just ruined it.
Is she still making movies?
What are you talking about? She's doing well. So Scarlett Johansson has topped Forbes list of the highest paid actresses with $56 million for the last year. She's in like Avengers. She did Black Widow. She's been making some big movies.
Right. Avengers.
She's just ahead of Sofia Vergara, though, who makes so much money for Modern Family. And Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, and Jennifer Aniston next on the list. But they can all pay their bills. I don't think anybody's hurting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're doing okay.